Shalom Aleichem for Parshias Bahar and Bechukosai. These are the last two Parshias in Sefer Vayikra. We have Emir Teshem 6, Divrei Torah. We are going to start out all the way at the beginning, Dvar Torah number 1, at the beginning of Parshias Bahar that says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe on Har Sinai as follows, and then it's followed by a discussion and instruction to Moshe Rabbeinu of the halachas of the Shemitah, and also the Yovel, Shemitah being 6 years. We just came off of it last year, 6 years. We can plow the fields, work the fields, grow the crops, etc. And on the 7th year is the fallow year, the Shemitah year. And also, we have 7 rotations of that. And the 50th year is the Yovel. So that's all discussed in this week's Parsha. And it's interesting to note, very famous Chazal pointing out, why does it have to say that this was given at Har Sinai? Everything was given at Har Sinai. So why specifically the Shemitah? Why is the Shemitah focused on here? And in fact, Rashi brings the famous Chazal from the Medrash of Toras Kohanim. It's why Shemitah ate al Har Sinai. Why does it say that Shemitah was given at Har Sinai? Weren't all the mitzvahs given at Har Sinai? And it's coming to teach us, just like Shemitah, all of the principles and the details were given at Har Sinai, so to all of the other mitzvahs, their principles, the major concepts, and also the details were given at Har Sinai. But Rav Moshe Sternbach asks as follows, but that doesn't answer the question, why specifically was Shemitah chosen of all the mitzvahs to teach us this? So you could have said another mitzvah as well, Tumah and Tahara, Nezikin, damages, etc. Just like all the principles and details were given at Har Sinai, so to all the other mitzvahs. So why specifically was Shemitah chosen to teach us this message? So Rav Moshe Sternbach in his Tam Vidas answers as follows, what's the key concept of Shemitah? He says, as is known, the key concept of Shemitah is to teach us emuna and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Hashkavah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's always watching out for us, that he's going to take care and make sure that we are fed, that we have our sustenance, and we are taken care of. And accordingly, it's a very strong message, the strongest message, 6 years work your fields. 7th year, have faith in me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You will be taken care of. Sha zocha adam lemezona, you'll be zocha to have your sustenance, your food. Why even not working? You can't work the fields. Just have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is from the Yesodei HaTorah. This is of the most important principles in the Torah. Shal yada ma'amiki manu es emunah seinu. This is how we build our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's watching over us, taking care of us, in particular in the land of Israel. And that is the reason why we are told this message, just like X mitzvah is given to us at our Sinai, all of the klalim, all the pratim, all the principles and the details, specifically by Shemitah, that teaches us this overarching concept of emunah that applies to all of the mitzvahs. And that's why specifically Shemitah was chosen. Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the Yisod. That's the principle of Shemitah. It's the principle of the entire Torah. And we should be applying that concept in all of our asiyas and mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs that we do, all the principles, all the details, and emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. That is why Shemitah was specifically chosen. Now, Rav Moshe Sternbach adds on even another step. He says an additional message, why Eitzel Har Sinai, by Har Sinai? Har Sinai was very lowly. Lowly of the mountains. It wasn't very tall. It wasn't very fancy, etc. It was just of the lows, the simplest, to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. As tough as times may be, as long as we are being mekayim the mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always going to be with us. We are moving more forward to Dvar Torah number 2. It says in Perek Chafei Pasuk Yud that comes the Yovel, you proclaim freedom. All the slaves go free. Now the Pnei Yeshua focuses on the language in this Pasuk, Perek Chafei Pasuk Yud, Ukrasem Dror Ba'aretz L'chol Yeshua, that we proclaim freedom throughout the land of Israel for all of those who live in it, all Yeshveha. And he asked the following question, and this doesn't seem to make sense, because the proclamation of freedom, setting the slaves free, the servants free, that is for those who are enslaved, but not the masters. So why does it say, L'chol Yeshua, for everyone who's living living in the land, they have a proclamation of freedom. It seems to only apply to those who are enslaved. And he says, in fact, Chazal tell us, based on the Gemara and Kiddushin, that really the concept of when somebody has, quote-unquote, a Jewish slave is not that they have a slave, but they are a servant to their servant. Meaning there's so many responsibilities on the master towards that servant to make sure that he's fed and taken care of and the like, that it's not only that the servant is a slave to the master, but the master is a slave to the servant as well. Shekola kone eved ivri, anyone who acquires an eved ivri, a Jewish servant, slave, it's like he is purchasing a master from himself. And accordingly, it's not only a proclamation of freedom for those who are strictly speaking, the slaves, but it's also a proclamation of freedom for the masters, because they are no longer going to be enslaved to their servants. That is Dvar Torah number 2. Moving on to number 3, talking about the mitzvah of taking care when a Jew is having a financially difficult time. Then we want to prevent poverty. We have to take care of it. That's our responsibility. The Pasuk, it's Dvar Torah number 3, Pasuk Chaf Hei, Pasuk Lamed Hei, says as follows, Chiyamuch Achicha Umata Yado Imach Vechsaktabo. If your brother, read it in the English, if your brother becomes impoverished, that's Chiyamuch Achicha, and then it says Umata Yado, and his means falter, he doesn't have his income, he lost his job, something along those lines, Vechsaktabo. We have to strengthen him. It's our responsibility. It says also specifically, "Matay bo imach," and that's explained as in your proximity. Somebody you know you can take care of. Somebody in your environment. Somebody in your community. Down the street, a neighbor of yours. Somebody you have a connection to, or even not connected, but is in your, as we said, in your proximity. Somebody is in your neighborhood. You have a responsibility to take care of that individual. So Rav Moshe Sternbach and his Tam Vadas says as follows, his Dvar Torah number 3, Amata Yado Imach. So what does this word imach mean? That you are with him somehow, somebody who is having a difficult time financially, is impoverished, his meals, his means falter, with you, imach. What is imach? So he says as follows, V'nirik tekshiyodiba tsaros, tsarik litzayir sesova bishvilo. When there is a person, we'll call him Yank, I don't know, what are we going to call him? Moishi. We'll call him Moishi, fine. So there's a Moishi that's having a financially difficult time. You have to know that you have to be with him. And it's even more so that empathizing with him, but you have to know that it's your responsibility. And even more than that, you have to know, he actually goes to the extent of saying, the reason he's impoverished is for you to take care of him. That is your responsibility. Now, the whole reason he's there for you, imach, is you have to be with him and take care of him. Shalonivru anim el lezako, says Mishi yesh lo mamon. The whole reason we have those who are poor is to give a schus, to give a merit to somebody who has money in order to do the mitzvah of tzedakah and chesed. And Chazal tell us, yoser mimasha balabais osei mani, more than the balabais, the wealthy person, the person giving the tzedakah, more than the giver, the donor, does for the ani, the impoverished, the ani, ose ha'ani im balabais, the impoverished does for the balabais, because he's giving him the opportunity, the schus, of doing this mitzvah. Accordingly, that's why it says in the pasuk that we're talking about, when he has a difficult time, he's impoverished, he needs assistance, hareze imach, that is with you. What does that mean? The whole reason for his poverty is b'avurcha, is because of you, to give you the opportunity, to give you the merits, to help him out. You're helping him here. He's helping you in the world to come. And accordingly, v'achsaktabo, you have to strengthen him. You have to assist him. And you're responsible for his condition. That's what he says. The whole reason he's impoverished is for you to help him. He's impoverished because of you. And accordingly, it's your responsibility. And if you don't help him, he's being impoverished for no reason. Very powerful words in explaining this pasuk. Typically, we think we're doing the impoverished person a chesed. He's actually doing us a bigger chesed, assisting us more than we are assisting him. Same pasuk, this is Dvar Torah number 4, Umata Yado Imav Echzachtabo. So Rav Sternbach says again in his Tam Vadas, Mitzvah Zobi Yesodav Voranim B'mamon Nidna. This pashtus, the simple understanding of this pasuk, is financial help. Somebody's having a financially difficult time. We are there to give him money, to give him tzedakah. However, It doesn't have to be specifically somebody who is in a financial need, because there are so many other types of needs that we can help people, and they have the finances. Somebody who's having a difficult time, who's broken, who's depressed. And it could be for numerous reasons. It could be because of a lack of a friend, a lack of friendships. It could be they haven't found their place in a shul. It can be that they're having a difficult time academically, that they're not learning well. There's so many opportunities, even non-financial, that we have, that we can be there for people, we can assist people, and we can be mekayim this mitzvah of echzak debok, strengthen another Jew. It can be in so many forms and fashions that we can fulfill this mitzvah. And in fact, the Admor of Avraham Mishokachov, he said as follows, Levar heach kimu Yisrael mitzvah tzedakah v'chesed b'yosem b'mibar. How did Klal Yisrael, when they're in the Midbar, 40 years, how did they do the mitzvah tzedakah and chesed if everyone had them on? Everyone had their needs taken care of. So they weren't giving tzedakah. They weren't giving meiser and chomesh, 10%, 20% tzedakah for those in needy. That wasn't a form of chesed that was necessary at the time. So he explains as follows, that limet adam eschaveiro das v'chachma, they helped each other out on an intellectual basis. When somebody needed to have information, somebody needed explanations of things, needed a further understanding of halacha, needed a further understanding in life of whatever the emotional, intellectual, religious needs are, that is how they were there to help the other person. Helping somebody in these other planes is not less significant than helping somebody financially. And in fact, nowadays that we have, and he brings the example of people who are in yeshiva, that they're not as adept at learning as others. And it's a very difficult thing if everything in a yeshiva or in an academic institution, the Havdil, is based on your intellectual capacity and accomplishment, and you're not able to hold up with everyone else. So that leads to somebody to getting depressed, somebody being very sad about the situation, and that opens up the opportunity for other people to this great mitzvah, umatay adoimach, that you should be with him. And that's an opportunity for you, for each of us, but we can assist them. It could be giving people Shabbos meals when they don't have a place, or people that have never been to Shabbos table and they want an opportunity to participate in a Shabbos table. All of these are opportunities, non-financial opportunities, that we have in order to assist others in need. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah, number 5, Parshas Bechukosai, the second of the Parshias. It starts out as follows, Im Bechukosai Teilechu Ves Mitzvasai Tishmoru. If you keep my chukim, if you keep my mishpatim, chukosai, you go in my chukos ways. Typically, we explain the chukos are mitzvahs that we don't understand the reason for, our mitzvahs we do understand. If you keep the mitzvahs, we'll have tremendous bracha. So Rashi brings a famous chazal. What does that mean? Umbuchukasai telecha, go in my way. Shetiyu amelim b'Torah. You should put in a significant effort in learning Torah. It doesn't say you should know Shas by heart. It doesn't mean that you have to accomplish everything in the world and be the greatest Talmud Chacham in the world. It says you have to put in effort to work hard at learning Torah, Ves Mitzvasai Tishmaru, Al Menas Lishmar L'Kayim, in order, the learning, we should be learning in order to be Shomer the Mitzvahs, keeping the Mitzvahs, fulfilling the Mitzvahs. This is what Rashi says. So the story is told of the Rebbe from Kotsk, that there was once a Talmid that came to him, and he had been working so hard to learn. He was putting in so much effort, so many hours, tirelessly, but he wasn't being successful at becoming a Talmud Chacham. He wasn't being successful at being a Lamdin, being somebody who was really able to learn well. And he comes to the Rebbe and he says, what can I do? I'm having a really tough time. I'm putting in so much effort, but I'm not accomplishing. And the Rebbe responded to him as follows, Lo matzinu b'Torah mitzvah lios lamdin. We don't have a mitzvah in the Torah that teaches us that you have to be a lamdin, that you have to be a Talmud Chacham, that you have to learn on the highest of levels. Matzinu shetzarech la'amol b'Torah. What we do find in the Torah is that you have to put in your effort. That's the key. Putting in effort, even if you don't see ultimately the success that you anticipated and you would desire, and people are being more successful, but incumbent upon each of us is to put in the effort. And the hatzlach is when we can accomplish on our own level what we're accomplishing, and then we are able to be shomer the mitzvahs, to fulfill the mitzvahs, That is what is required of us. So it's not a matter of accomplishing in the greatest level of learning, but putting in the most effort that we subjectively can and being shomer the mitzvahs based on what we have learned. That is Dvar Torah number 5. Dvar Torah number 6, we have the Tochacha in this week's Parsha. If Rachmana Litzlan, we don't keep the mitzvahs, the various calamities that will occur to Klal Yisrael. And then in Pasuk Chafalef, this is our 6th Dvar Torah, V'yem Telchu Imi Bekeri, if you go against me. What is ima? If you give telcho, you go with me, but carry. What does carry mean? So Rashi explains as follows. It's a negative thing, obviously. Arai. Bimikre. What does that mean? Arai means on a temporary basis. It happened. Happenstance. Sheinu alo leprachim. If you are just dealing with me on an occasional basis, when you remember me, but I'm not significant for you, to you. Kein yishol mahalchim arai b'mitzvos. We sometimes do mitzvos, sometimes not do mitzvos, oftentimes don't do mitzvos. Something that is not a lechatchila, something that's not so important to us. If it was so significant to us, we would always be focusing on the mitzvos and the davening, having a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if it's only happenstance, sometimes yes, oftentimes no, that's not what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. That will warrant a punishment. Davening Ezra goes in the direction of Rashi as well. Carry arai shemekayimim mitzvos b'li hachana mukdemes. A little bit different. He says, what is carry arai? Not permanent. It means that when we mekayimim mitzvos, we don't prepare. We just do it, rote, like a robot. And when we don't take our mitzvos seriously, we don't put forth thought. It's not something that we're going to prepare and learn the halachas and become emotionally involved in and focus on it and have the right intentions, but we're just going to go, I'll just go through the emotions of davening. I'll just lift up the lulav without thinking what it's about. I'll just walk into the house and not think about the mezuzah. All of us, I guess, violate this. But it's something that we have to pay attention. Mindfulness, right? This is something that we have to pay attention with hachana, with preparation before the mitzvahs. Now, Rav Sternbach in his Tam V'Das brings another explanation. What does that mean, carry? That if we go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu bekeri, that means kriros. Kriros means coldness. That the chait of Klal Yisrael is when we are mekayim the mitzvahs with coldness, without any passion, without any splendor, without any beauty. Kena v'kayel l'mitzvah Hashem, as would be appropriate for the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do it in the most beautiful fashion, with passion, desire, forethought. But if we have none of those, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a terrible claim against us, and for that, we are punished. Omnam kishi yisro mahadrim medakta kim mitzvos. However, when we are careful, we do the mitzvos in a beautiful way, and we're medaktik about the mitzvos. We go further than required. We're not just going through the letter of the law and just trying to do what we can in a robotic fashion, but if we put passion in. And we go lifnei mishuras hadin. We do more than is necessary. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu imam, Hakadosh Baruch Hu indeed will reciprocate to us and will act to us lifnei mishuras hadin and have rachamim on us. So what Hakadosh Baruch Hu is saying in this very powerful statement, that if you go with me bekeri, I will do the same. I will reciprocate. So Rav Sternbach is saying here is, if we lack passion, if we're just sticking with the letter of the law, if we're not putting in any more than we need to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reciprocate. And also, I'll just do what's the bare necessity for you, but I'm not going to give you anything more. I'm not going to give you additional rachamim. I'm not going to cheat you lifnei mishuras hadin, just according to the deen. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu cheats us just according to the deen, that is likely never a good situation for Klal Yisrael. So the best we can do is work at the mitzvahs lifnei mishuras hadin, and accordingly HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reciprocate lifnei mishuras hadin as well. Thank you so much for listening.